For NPR comes from the Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation, whose four-day poetry festival starts September 25th in Waterloo Village, New Jersey, at dodgepoetryfestival.org.
Good morning. This is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. A University of Illinois political science professor sees some possible strategies for John McCain's pick of Alaska Governor Sarah Palin as a running mate. Brian Gaines says the GOP presidential candidate's decision to tap Palin for the role may be part of a continuing attempt to attract Democratic women to support McCain. He says for some women, Palin might be a draw, even though she's much more fiscally and socially conservative than Hillary Clinton, as well as political unknown.
I think Palin, for most people, is a mystery. The other people outside Alaska don't know much about her. So she has a chance now to make a good first impression, and it's clock is ticking for her. She has a couple of weeks to make people like qualities about her, and particularly on abortion, make those female voters for whom abortion is an important issue look past that.
Gaines believes Palin's selection is evidence that McCain is still trying to maintain his reputation of bucking political trends. State Representative Will Black says the closing of Kickapoo State Park will not mean the closing of the road that runs through it. The Danville Republican says that state natural resources workers have told him off the record that the road will remain open once the park closes this fall. But Black says he'll still be fighting the Blagojevich decision to close Kickapoo along with 23 other state parks and historic sites. Black is now a co-sponsor of a bill to restore state park funding that the governor cut from the state budget in an mandatory veto. And Black says he's also exploring the possibility of having the Vermilion County Conservation District take over operations at Kickapoo State Park and two nearby state natural areas. A McHenry County judge has dismissed parts of a lawsuit brought by exonerated former Illinois death row inmate Gary Gager. Gager spent 3.5 years behind bars for the 1993 killings of his elderly parents at their home on a Richmond farm. Gager's conviction was later overturned. He has sued three former McHenry County Sheriff's deputies and McHenry Sheriff. His claim of false imprisonment and emotional distress were dismissed yesterday with a judge ruling he waited too long to file them. Gage is seeking more than $50,000 in damages. This is AM 580 News.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, Democrats and Republicans made choices that will result in history this fall. Come November, this nation will elect either the first African-American president, of course that would be Barack Obama, who accepted the Democratic nomination for president this week, or the first woman vice president, Sarah Palin, who was named yesterday as John McCain's running mate. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore is on vacation, and NPR news analyst Juan Williams joins us from the studios of Minnesota Public Radio in St. Paul. Juan, so nice of you to be with us.
Good morning, Scott.
With Senator McCain's choice of Governor Palin, a political masterstroke that appeals to the majority of U.S. voters and reassures the base of his party, or a cynical ploy to appeal to the majority of U.S. voters?
Well, you know, Sarah Barracuda, as she's called, because she was the point guard on her high school championship basketball team, really is quite a player, Scott. She's the mother of a soldier going to Iraq, 19-year-old track, but she's the mother of five. She's opposed to abortion, opposed to gay marriage. She's a hunter, Scott, member of the NRA, and she's for drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Even John McCain isn't for that. So the fundamentalists, the sort of base of the party, people like James Dobson, even former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, they're very happy. They are pleased because they had lots of concerns about McCain and his conservatism. That's been relieved. But the real point here is for the election and key base, which would be white suburban females, working class women, especially seniors, who have been Hillary Clinton supporters. And the McCain campaign's going after them like a bullseye on a target. Sarah Palin even mentioned yesterday Geraldine Ferraro and Hillary Clinton and got applause from a Republican audience. So you can see exactly what they're trying to do with a woman who describes herself as hockey mom. Now I think you see her as someone who is reaching out and trying to expand that Republican base.
Does her selection deprive Democrats of the reform argument and their appeal as outsiders, because after all, they've got a couple of senators on the ticket, or does it deprive Republicans of the experience argument?
Well, it definitely denies Republicans the experience argument. Sarah Palin's been in governor of Alaska for about 20 months.